The Miami Marlins are one of the strangest franchises in MLB history. Having joined the league in 1993, they won the World Series just 4 years later and again somehow in 2003. After not having a single winning season in the 2010s, they seemed to be turning things around when they made the NLDS in the shortened COVID season, and again last year when they were the third NL wildcard team. Now, a couple key injuries and choke jobs later, the Marlins have started the 2024 season 0-9, the worst start in franchise history, and the sixth worst all-time among every team. Welcome to Bite Size Baseball, and in this episode, I'll be breaking down the Marlins' tragic start and what hope they have for the coming years. The date is September 17th, 2023, and life is good for the Miami Marlins. They just hammered the league-leading Braves 16-2. Luis Arraez collected 3 hits, raising his batting average on the year to .353, and widening his lead for the MLB batting title. All-star Jorge Soler went 2-for-3 with a home run, and starting pitcher Jesus Luzardo dominated the best lineup in baseball, going 6 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Miami raised their record to 78-72. And are now tied with the Cubs for the second NL wildcard spot. The Marlins end up finishing the month of September 17-10 and clinch the playoffs for the second time in 4 years, and just the fourth time in franchise history. They are swept by the Phillies in the wild card, but the season was still a success. Going into 2023, they had less than a 10% chance to make the playoffs, so any October baseball is a win. Then come the injuries. Just 2 days after the Marlins' elimination from the playoffs, Sandy Alcantara undergoes Tommy John surgery, and it's announced he will miss the entirety of the 2024 season. The unanimous 2022 Cy Young winner has been the Marlins' ace since they traded for him from the Cardinals in 2017. His loss greatly hurts Miami's rotation, but they still have budding star Eury Pérez, the 20-year-old who finished his rookie campaign in 2023 with 11 strikeouts per 9 innings and a 142 ERA+, meaning he was about 42% than the average pitcher. Cut to spring training of this year, and Pérez is experiencing elbow soreness. After seeing a doctor, he was recommended surgery and is also undergoing Tommy John, meaning he'll miss all of this year. Other injuries to pitchers Edward Cabrera and Braxton Garrett mean that the Marlins are missing 4 of the 5 starting pitchers from their rotation last year. The lack of quality pitching has been glaringly obvious throughout the Marlins' first 9 games. They have a team ERA of 5.78, the third worst in the league so far. Trailing only the Rockies, Miami is allowing well over 7 runs a game. While I'm sure they won't stay at this pace all year, as a reference, no team has ever finished a season averaging giving up over 7 runs per game. It's gotten so bad for the Marlins that their former closer is starting games for them now. AJ Puck had never started a game in the MLB in his 5-year career until this year, where through 2 starts, he has a 9 ERA and has allowed 17 base runners in just 6 innings of pitching. It's clear the Marlins are lacking the talent they need for a successful season, but how do they not have a single win after 9 games? I'll be breaking down some of their losses after this. Despite their losing streak, Miami has had many opportunities for a win. While 3 of their losses they were beat by over 5 runs, the other 6 they lost by just 3 or less, including 2 losses in extra innings. The first of those was on opening day, when they went 12 innings against the Pirates. The Marlins started off strong, with starter Jesus Luzardo, the only pitcher left from last year's rotation, going 5 innings and allowing only 2 runs. Heading into the top of the 7th, Miami had a 5-2 lead and a 90% chance to win the game. After a Pittsburgh home run and RBI groundout, the Marlins' lead was cut to just 1, but they escaped the 7th still holding the lead. In the top of the 8th, former top prospect Sixto Sanchez came in to pitch, making his first MLB appearance since 2020. Miami needed only 6 more outs to win the game, but on the second pitch of the inning, O'Neill Cruz launched a ball over the left field fence to tie the game. The game stayed scoreless throughout the 9th, 10th, and 11th, but eventually the Pirates scored in the top of the 12th, which would be enough to win the game. The bullpen obviously blew it for the Marlins, but just as bad was the fact that they got one hit from the 6th inning onward. In fact, according to the win probability for this game from Baseball Reference, the Pirates were only favored to win for two batters for the first 11 innings. It wasn't until the 12th that they finally pulled ahead. The Marlins had every opportunity to win the game, and every time they blew it. This trend has continued throughout their opening 9 losses. Just 3 days later, in the final game of their series against Pittsburgh, they were favored to win at an 80% chance after a 5-run first inning. They went on to lose in extras again. The next day against the Angels, they once again came out strong, scoring 4 runs in the first, but were scoreless for the rest of the game. Even going into the 8th inning, they were favored to win, but once again allowed a late outburst by Los Angeles and lost 7-4. The most recent example of the Marlins' late game failure was last Thursday against the Cardinals. Led by 2 home runs from Jake Berger, Miami entered the bottom of the 7th with an 83% chance to win. With Sixto Sanchez once again pitching, he quickly recorded out number 1, a promising start. After Paul Goldschmidt hit a bouncing ground ball, it seemed like a sure out number 2 and the defense would be on their way to an easy inning. Then, star player and second baseman Luis Arraez booted the ball and Goldschmidt reached on an error. The Cardinals proceeded to score 5 runs in the inning and cruised to an 8-5 win, landing the Marlins at 0-8. After another loss to St. Louis on Saturday, Miami now sits at 0-9. While they most likely won't touch the 1988 Orioles' 0-21 start, 2 more losses would tie them for the 4th-worst start to an MLB season ever. Life can be difficult as a Marlins fan. They are the least winning MLB franchise of all time, with a franchise win percentage of .461, and continually rank at the bottom of the league in attendance. They were the first team to drop below the 1 million mark for total attendance, a threshold that was long the bare minimum for teams. The only other team to go that low in the past 20 years has been the Oakland Athletics, who are barely a functioning major league organization at this point. Unfortunately, the future doesn't look much brighter for Miami. MLB.com ranked their minor league system 29th out of 30, with practically no prospects standing out as potential stars. Despite Jazz Chisholm Jr.'s reputation as a superstar, his numbers say that he's only been slightly above average during his time in the big leagues. Eury Pérez was seen as one of the top young players in the game, but after his Tommy John surgery, who knows what his career holds. The Marlins have always been a team marred by disaster. From a penny-pinching owner and detrimental trades to the tragic death of star pitcher Jose Fernandez, Miami baseball has had its struggles. Sadly, the absence of reliable big league players paired with a lacking farm system lead to a dim conclusion about what's to come for the Marlins. It looks like things are going to get much worse before they get any better in Miami. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was written and produced by me, Cam Weld. Thank you to Sports Reference and Baseball Savant for providing statistics. Be on the lookout for upcoming episodes, and I'll see you in the next one.